morning. Now, let me read today's passage from the Bible. Mark chapter 6, verse 56. Mark chapter 6, verse 56. Mark chapter 6, verse 56. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The sick were laid out in the marketplaces, and Jesus walked through the marketplaces, and people were healed just by touching the edges of his robe. Jesus had the power to heal people just by touching them. The people knew this. In Mark 5, a woman who had been suffering from bleeding for 12 years secretly touched Jesus' robe from behind and was healed. Thus, people may have heard Jesus' healing power through the rumors. In villages, towns, and countryside, the sick were brought to Jesus, and they were all healed. What about us? Do we ask Jesus to heal us? You may say, "Oh, I'm healthy, so I don't need it. I'm fine for now. My life is going well. I am satisfied with my daily life. I can manage on my own." Is that how you feel? When we think things are going well, we're not likely to ask for help from anyone. Instead, we are confident that we can move forward with our own power. But let us consider this. We all cannot live by our own strength alone, can we? There is a limit to our power. Even when we think we are strong, we are sometimes made aware of our weakness. Even when we think we are fine, we never know when our health will fail. We cannot always and forever think that we will be able to manage on our own. For example, how are we spending our time in the heat this summer? Even just being outside for a little during the day, we feel like we're going to faint. Therefore, we take various measures to prevent ourselves from collapsing. We try to avoid going outside as much as possible. Try to use air conditioner. Use an umbrella when going outside. Drink plenty of water and rest, and so forth. So we do our best to take measures to protect ourselves from the heat. In this way, we protect ourselves. But even so, we can get sick or have an unexpected accident and get injured. I fell a little sick about a week ago, probably due to the summer heat and fatigue. When this happens, I asked God for help. I prayed, "God, please help me. Please restore me. Give me strength. Please help me to get well so that I can live my life as usual." As we pray like that, we are reminded of our weakness, helplessness, and misery. Today we are having a special worship service dedicated for the disabled. Are we disabled? Or are we healthy and perfect? None of us is perfect. We all have physical differences. We have differences in our abilities. We have weaknesses and strength. Children have immaturity. As we age, we experience physical decline. No matter who we are, We cannot say that we will never get sick or we will never get injured. Most of us will experience physical disability during our lives. In this light, I believe that we, all of us, are alive today because someone has helped us, that we need help from the Lord God more than anyone else, that we are living our lives supported by the Lord, and that we who are weak need to ask Jesus for healing. If we ask, Jesus is the one who can give healing to us. Let us look at Jesus' work of healing. Mark 2. In a place called Capernaum, a paralyzed man was brought to Jesus, carried by four men. Mark chapter 2, verse 5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins are forgiven. So he said, Son, your sins are forgiven. And let's look at Mark chapter 2, verses 11 through 12. I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. A man with a crippling disease was healed. He got up and started walking. The people were amazed and praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this before. Next comes the incident in Mark 5, where a woman had been suffering from bleeding for 12 years. Mark chapter 5, let's look at Mark chapter 5, verses 27 through 29. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. The healed woman immediately wanted to leave, but Jesus looked around and said, who touched me? And the woman bowed down before him in fear. Let's look at chapter 5, Mark chapter 5, verse 34. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. This time, this woman suffering from bleeding stopped bleeding and was healed when she touched Jesus. The healing of the paralyzed man and the healing of the woman with a bleeding problem, these two events show that Jesus is indeed the one who can bring healing. Another thing we know is that those who seek healing have faith. In the case of the healing of the paralyzed man, it was not the person himself, but his friends who sought healing and had faith. And these are the friends who asked the Lord for help. So when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. And in the case of the woman with the bleeding problem, she had faith herself and asked Jesus for help. Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. The friends of the paralyzed man and the woman with the bleeding problem did not seek Jesus' help just to be cured of their illness. In their illness, they were reminded of the essential weakness as a human being, and their previous high-mindedness was shattered. They came to the faith that people cannot live except by the power of God, and they gave up living by their own strength. They simply humbled themselves before Jesus, and with faith they asked for his help, sought his power, and hung on to his love and mercy. Jesus healed the sick. But the essence of Jesus' work of healing was to see the person's faith in the Lord and to offer forgiveness for the sin of having lived selfishly, relying on one's own strength. When people face their weaknesses, they are shown their previous sinfulness and have faith in Jesus. A life without the need of Jesus, trusting in their own strength, is transformed into a life of faith. If we are aware of our weaknesses and experience healing through Jesus, we will be surrounded by His warm love and be led into a wondrous peace. At the same time, we will be convinced of the peace that Jesus gives us and entrust ourselves into the hands of His love. We will be reminded that from now on, we will live not by our own strength, but by the strength of Jesus. This is the true healing that is available to us through Jesus Christ. It is through illness, through physical weakness and infirmity that we are taught to humble ourselves before the Lord. This is because we are forced to abandon the power, confidence, and self-centered lifestyle we possess. God asks us to question what we rely on, what we trust in, and what we value. And once again, it makes us think what is really important to us and what we are living by. Thus, we are encouraged to realize that we need to turn to the Lord God. We need to seek a right relationship with Him, and we need to ask Him for healing. And we are healed. Let's look at today's passage again, Mark chapter 6, verse 56. Wherever He went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged Him to let them touch even the edge of His cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The healed people must have been filled with joy and gratitude for being kept alive by the Lord and touched by Jesus' mercy and great love. And they probably lived thereafter filled with gratitude and joy. If that is the case, then rather than those who live their lives thinking that they are healthy, free from any inconvenience, able to do as they please, and able to live comfortably on their own, but we can admit our weaknesses, ask the Lord for help, and kept alive by the Lord, and then we come to know the true freedom and know the meaning of life, and we can live a life filled with true joy. To be healed by Jesus may mean to be covered by God's love. I thought of this as I read Tomohiro Hoshino's poem. As many of you are probably aware, Tomohiro Hoshino was seriously injured during a physical education class he was teaching as a junior high school teacher, and his limbs were crippled. However, he left behind wonderful poems and paintings using a brush in his mouth. I would like to introduce a poem written by Tomohiro Hoshino titled I Am Loved. God loves me at all times. That's what I think. Where I can reach out my hand and reach you. Where I can hear you when I call you. When I cannot sleep, you are there in my pillow. We have a fear that if we don't immediately move our bodies and do this or do that, we won't be recognized for our worth or our existence. But Tomohiro Hoshino had no fear. or anxiety like that. He had the peace of knowing that God loves me in every moment. That's how he thought. Tomohiro Hoshino's poetry teaches us the image of those who are healed by the Lord and kept alive by him. I believe that Jesus continued his work of healing so that people could live their lives thinking, God loves me. The Lord God is the one who heals us and embraces us with his love. Let's take a look at Psalm chapter 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. It's not just the people of Jesus' time. People from Old Testament times and even today need the healing and love of the Lord God. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Despite their need for the Lord God's healing and love, sinful mankind still tries to solve their problems by themselves, trying hard to strengthen their own strength or relying on something else. But they are unable to solve their problems and continue to suffer and struggle even more. Jesus Christ is the one who came as a savior of mankind to people in this world. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Jesus came to save us because of our sinfulness, that the harder we try to do something about it, the more we are separated from God. Jesus came close to us. Jesus bore our sickness. Jesus bore our pain. To be saved by Jesus, to be healed by Jesus, all we need to do is to ask Jesus, who came to help us. Share our weakness with Jesus. Ask Jesus to bear our sickness, to bear our pain, and ask for healing. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that the Christ's power may rest on me. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. For us to be healed, we must put aside our pretended strength and boast in the weakness that is in us. But it is not easy for us to put aside our strength and expose our weakness. So Jesus also teaches that following. Let's look at Mark chapter 9, verses 43 through 47. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell. Jesus said, do not rely on your own strength. Be aware of your own weakness. If you're not aware of your weakness, cut off your hands.